Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
My name is Michael Van Tol. This is the Michael Van Tol Show, Detroit Sunday Morning News and Inspirational Program, produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by our newest sponsor, Trillion Realty, and principal broker, Shantae Mosby. And the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, and podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey, and good morning, Detroit.
Absolutely. And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, minister and gospel singer, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain Cathy.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, sister that's on the line. Good to hear your voice. Shout out to the missionary today. There is none like her, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And I just want to say I love and care about you, Detroit, and everybody that's listening.
Amen. What a good way to start the morning. And let me just give a shout out to some of the team members who are not yet on the line or out of town this morning. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst, home care advocate, also prophetess, evangelist, songstress, Christy Laster Andrews. She's on the road today. And, of course, missionary Hattie Humphrey, every once in a while, has an opportunity to sit in with us. I want to just give a shout out to Latoya Bond, my substitute host, and maybe sometime during the holidays we'll have her on. And you know, she's still, I don't care what she does, she is still part of the Sunday morning team. She cannot get away with it. And Minister Randall Smith, gospel artist and pastor, he's been on the road quite a bit too. But we've got a lot to cover this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, good to have you back. I know you've been on the road. How are you this morning?
I am great. It is so great to hear everybody's voices. I am excited to be on the show today.
Great. All right, let me get through, pay some bills, and get some of my regular features out the way. Of course, we've got news and weather coming, and then we're going to hear from the Sunday morning team. It's so inspirational, I tell you. I just love when we have our roundtable conversations. The Michael Van Tol Show is brought to you in part by Trillion Realty and principal broker Shantae Mosby. If you're buying or selling or want to discuss decisions about property, call Shantae Mosby at Trillion Realty, 313-566-3545. And you know, Trillion Realty is servicing the state of Michigan, your trusted partner in your home journey. At Trillion Realty, we understand that buying or selling your home is a monumental step. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through every aspect of the home selling and home buying process, making it a smooth and exciting experience. With our years of experience, we are committed to your satisfaction, and we're here to navigate your journey with confidence. Trillion Realty. Let's embark on this exciting adventure together. 313-566-3545. I was popping into my office. Me and my son were popping into my office, and the Trillion Realty team were in the conference room working so hard. I tell you, we got it going on this year, and it's going to be a fun and profitable new year. Let's welcome Minister Randall Smith, bishop-elect, gospel singer, recording artist, pastor. Good morning, Bishop.
Blessing to all of y'all. Glad to hear your voice. And,
great
morning, join me.
And we're glad that you're here, and we can't wait to hear from the team in a few minutes. This is a new feature I'm starting, What's Happening in District 6. I'm borrowing something from Henrietta Ivey, What's Happening in Detroit, What's Happening in District 6. We just dropped the 2024 calendars. We've got thousands of calendars that we're going to be spreading all over the west side of Detroit and Redford. And this year, you know, last year the theme was delegates, community delegates. And this year, for 2024, the theme is community leaders, as good as gold community leaders. And please, if you're listening to me right now, you can get a copy of the calendar. We got enough, but you know, when you flip through it, you'll see some familiar names from some community organizations. I'm sure you guys will notice some of the names. I'm just going to read that. Well, you know what? Terry Madigan, Gloria Lever, Tom O'Brien, Michelle Ruffin, William Champion, Gail Tubbs, Jenny Wells, Pamela Samuel, Betsy McRae, and Eric Willingham, Deborah Bevel, Peggy Noble, and yep, that's it. Those are the as good as gold community leaders that we've chosen for 2024. So get your copy. We're going to distribute the copies at Commissioner McCormick's holiday and reception on December 18th at the North Rosedale Park Community House. So everybody's welcome to come out December 18th at the North Rosedale Park Community House on Scarsdale Street, starting at 5 p.m. And we're going to be giving away all the calendars that day. So we're looking forward to it. So that's our community update. Let's see, what else in the community? The Black Tie Affair, Franklin Wright's annual Spirit of Giving Gala, is coming up. An elegant, fun-filled evening of awards, live music, great food, families, friends, the team of supporters all coming together to recognize community leaders who give tirelessly. Together we can celebrate a year of outstanding service to the community. December 14th at MGM, the Spirit of Giving Gala for Franklin Wright Settlement. I'm looking forward to that. All right, and of course, you know, Franklin Wright provides so many services, including counseling for children and teens. You know, our kids go, you know, through a lot of drama, a lot of situations, and you know, it's really important that we give them the right treatment. I remember so many teens, and I was at an awards program this weekend, and four teens in Grandmont Association received some awards, and the four teenagers, they got scholarships, and they got recognized by a number of elected officials. And I tell you, they did admit, they said that they had a rough time through COVID. You know, it hit every family. Almost every family was hit, especially if you had teens and preteens. You know, to them, this was the end of the world. They've never, we as adults could handle it a little bit better, you know. But the teens, they have nothing to compare this to. They've never heard of something like this before. And to shut them away from all of their friends and they can't go anywhere, I tell you, it was a really rough time for our teenagers. And thank God that a lot of them got the help that they needed. And those are some of the services, the counseling services, you know, that Franklin Wright provides. And so that's why it's important to support an organization like Franklin Wright. One more community effort, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Of course, you all know that I'm an ambassador for Myeloma Link in Detroit. On Saturday, December 16th, at Durfee Innovation Society on Collingwood in the street in Detroit, free education program and brunch, Saturday, December 16th, 10 to 1, 10 a.m. to 1, and it is hosted by LLS. I encourage you all, I'll make sure and repost that again today. They're going to have speakers as they talk about cancer and caregiving in the Black community, how to communicate with loved ones after a diagnosis, and taking care of yourself in the process. This event will bring together the community for connection and engagement, and a free brunch is included just to, you know, top it off. All right, if you like your company to join the list of companies that support the Michael Van Tool Show, please call 248-516-8300. Call Shantae at 248-516-8300 so that we can get you into an affordable and effective plan. And also, if you want to, our most popular package is the promotional interview package. And we've got some promotional interviews lined up in December, moving into the end of the year. So we're looking forward to that. Okay, when we come back, we have the latest news and weather after these messages.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
All right, in the news this morning, Donald Trump was up late on Thanksgiving, sending messages at 2 a.m. And of course, I wonder if he's drinking. But he said he doesn't drink. But something happens in the middle of the night with Donald Trump, and he gets on his cell phone. He must not sleep very well, because once again he just fired off a list of insults, mainly directed to the court and the court staff of his trials. MSU has a new coach, Jonathan Smith. They need him. MSU was blown out. I had to start adding sports now because we got so many, so much sports activity going on. This football is crazy here in Michigan this year. Jonathan Smith is the new coach. They got blown out. MSU got blown out. Oh, how embarrassing. 42-0 Saturday. Unbelievable. U of M, what a thrilling game. The Lions and U of M, I tell you, those are two. The Michigan is a football state for sure. U of M wins 30-24 over Ohio State, third year in a row. And the Lions, this was not the Lions team that showed up. This was the Lions team from 2 years ago that showed up on Thanksgiving Day. That was not the Lions team that we saw all year in 23. That was, I think, from 21. That was the team from 21. They must have got the wrong message. They showed up to play on Thanksgiving Day. That was the wrong team.
Mike,
they should have.
Mike, if you say that, then you would have to say that the coaches was wrong offensively and defensively as well. So it was the same team, Mike. But we can't win them all. We can't win them all.
Yeah,
don't win them all, Mike. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Well, we are eight and three, right? So I can't.
Ain't no doubt.
We can't complain.
We're not gonna win them all.
Okay. All right. Okay. The hostage deal is back on in the Middle East. Israeli hostages have been in tunnels under Gaza for 40 days. It's cold down there. They said it's dark. They're in fear. But you know what? At least that they're starting to, you know, get back on track and releasing some of these hostages. And then, of course, Israel is releasing some prisoners that they had, too. So, but I just hope that when this is over, when the shooting stops at some point, that they sit down and get to the table and start to map out. Because, you know, those Palestinians, there are a lot of them in the West Bank. There are a lot of them in Gaza, millions, if you add them all up. They're not going to disappear, so they got to find a way to make it work and live without shooting and killing each other. So hopefully,
If I may add very quickly, there's a scripture in Perkins the Park that says, in the last days, there'll be perilous times. There'll be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in many, many places. So I just want to add that little piece. I don't want us to forget that that's the scripture.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're right. And it does say that. And this Middle East stuff it's been around for a while, I tell you. And they're still fighting. 60-year-old Uber driver says she got burnt out driving Uber. I know some couple friends that drive for Uber. She said that she just got burnt out. She's been driving since 2016 to supplement her income, but she's getting burnt out. The pay is low. The customers don't tip that much, and she said she decided to go to Kohl's at the department store and is going to really phase it out completely and stop driving. She's a single mom in Cincinnati, driving part-time for Uber since 2016, and she did it to help, you know, she needed some more income to support her and her her son. She said that the lower pay, the poor customer tipping, and the high vehicle expenses have started to take a toll on her income. And, you know, that's one thing that people got to remember. Guess what? They're using your car.
Yeah.
Your car is getting the wear and tear. And I remember when Uber and Lyft and all that stuff first came out, and, you know, it was a couple of young white guys that owned these, that, you know, and it started with an app. They started online and stuff like that. And, you know, the part I can't get over with is that, you know, we're driving our cars. We're sending them money. We're sending money to Uber, and then we get to keep a little piece. But they're just sitting in their office or at home or on the beach somewhere clicking to see how much money they made that day. They got a nice – they got the hookup, I tell you, while we're driving our cars, you know. I tell you, you know. Another article I saw, performance improvement plan. I remember when, okay, you know, if any of you have been in a management position, which I have, or you've been in one of these corrective actions, like if you're an employee and you do something wrong, they would put you on corrective action. And I've used corrective action before. And I think it's a good thing because it's a way you can keep an employee. I always wanted to keep my employees. That's why when I was a manager at the bank, it was a waiting line to work at my office because they knew that I was going – If something happened, if something went wrong, if they missed too many days, if they were out of balance and short in their cash, in their register, if they got into an argument with somebody, they knew I wasn't going to fire them. I was going to put them on a corrective action plan. And I use that all one, strike two, strike three. Sometimes, if it's a very serious offense, I might do two strikes. I mean, that was my, as a manager, that was my prerogative. I could do that. I didn't have to go to 1, 2, 3-step corrective action. Actually, I can do it the first time you did something. If one of the tellers was short $1,000, I can fire her that day. Okay? Now, if she was short $20, you know, I would put on step one corrective action. Or maybe not even that. I might just mention it to her. I might not mention it at all. Okay, it was up to me. But now they have also a performance improvement plan. And a lot of people are saying now, by the time you get to a performance improvement plan, that they're really trying to get rid of you. In many cases, yes. They are, because I've done that before. And I think it's probably up to the individual to decide whether they want to stay or not. It really depends on the manager. But yes, in some cases, I did put somebody on a performance improvement plan because I was trying to manage them out. But what happens is a lot of new management people now, I don't even want to call them managers, a lot of younger or new managers don't know how to manage anymore, and they, as soon as anything happens, they want to write you up and fire you. And the article was saying that, you know, sometimes those types of corrective action or performance improvement can be used basically against you. It's not for your benefit. I think that that's wrong. I think it should be for your benefit most of the time. But, you know, I think the employees would stay longer if you tried to keep them. You know, I don't see why you would try to get rid of somebody if you have an opportunity, and it's costly to keep getting more and new employees all the time too. You know, because when you fire somebody, you got to hire somebody else. So you can't. I don't operate like that. I don't operate and manage with an axe, and you swinging that axe and chopping people out and getting them out. No, because now you're going to spend more time hiring. I hope that some young managers are listening to me today, because they'll learn something. You don't swing an axe when somebody does something. You want to try to keep a stable staff. I've had situations where I've had to put people on the corrective action or performance improvement, and guess what? They had something going on that in their life, and you know, it was just for a season or a certain amount of time, and they would get through it, and that's why they were on. You know, I had a young kid that he got stopped. He was one of my tellers. He got stopped for drunk driving, and he had to go to AA classes. But the AA classes were part during the day when he was supposed to be working. So he would come in late all the time, and he didn't want to tell me. So I said, well, why didn't you tell me? Because he said, because he was embarrassed that, you know, he got stopped and pulled over for drunk driving. And he thought that if I found out, that I would fire him. And this is after I had put him on the corrective action and all that stuff. And guess what? A few days later, he finished the course and everything was back to normal. So if it was somebody else, he might have lost his job. At least I did not function that way. I don't manage that way. At least I found out early enough so I know that, oh, so your class ends next Friday, so after next Friday you'll be all set. And he said, yes, you know. So hopefully some of the younger managers will listen. But I learned that over time. You know, I had 32 years in banking. All right. What's the weather today and this week, Kimberly?
Well, it's 31 degrees right now. The sun seems to be trying to peek through the clouds today. However, you guys, if you have not heard, snow is expected today.
Oh,
a lot of
yeah.
It's expected to likely accumulate. So snow is likely today with a high of 37. It's currently 31 right now with a low of 29. Tomorrow, scattered snow shower with a high of 34 and a low of 22. On Tuesday, scattered snow showers will continue with only a high of 30 and a low of 24. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 36 and a low of 28. On Thursday, mostly cloudy skies will continue with a high of 40 degrees and a low of 28. On Friday, rain and snow showers return with a high of 43 and a low of 37. And next Saturday, cloudy skies will return with a high of 38 and a low of 31. And that's the weather.
All right. Thank you. It's the temperatures are dropping, and it looks like winter is coming after all. Huh?
Yes, and it's holiday time. So,
yeah.
You know, expect it around this time of year for a few weeks.
Yes, it looks like winter is coming. I had read that this there was a 3-year cruise on a cruise ship.
Yes,
and people sold their houses to to be on this cruise, and after a few weeks, the ship. The company canceled the 3-year cruise. I mean,
correct.
This is like, you know, at first it sounded like, I mean, it always sounded risky to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally supposed to depart for Turkey on November 1st, but it was postponed. Then it was postponed to November 11th. And then instead of Turkey, they were going to go to the Netherlands. So it started to really come apart at the seams. Some of the passengers who booked the 111 cabins are still in Turkey, having made their way there ahead of the original departure date. So I guess they were going to jump on in Turkey. And others say they have nowhere to return to because they sold or rented out their homes. Seeing that they're going to be on this ship for the next 3 years, they rented their homes out or they sold them. Most spent tens of thousands of dollars on what was supposed to be an experience of a lifetime. Now they're going to have to wait months and months to get their money back. The company said it will make repayments in monthly installments, starting from mid-December and completing repayments in late February. It's also offered to pay the accommodation until December 1st. Well, that's no time at all. December 1st is in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. They offer to pay for accommodation until December 1st and flights home for anyone now stranded in Turkey. But they say they don't have no homes to return to. What a mess. It sounds like a great idea to be, but it looks like if you ever hear something like this again, they're going to have to get some real guarantees and some immediate refunds.
Test the track record. Has this been done before? If this is the first time, you might not want to be the people that they experiment to see if this works. So
I don't think they did this before. I think this is something new.
No, this
is
the first time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To go on a 3-year cruise and, you know, that's like during COVID, people canceled their car insurance because they weren't driving anymore.
Right.
So
right.
People thought they were going to be on this cruise for 3 years, and they sold their homes. They didn't, you know, wow. I think you're going to see some lawsuits flying over this. This is going to be something. I think there are going to be some lawsuits over this one here. So, all right. Let's hear from the team, Chaplain Kathy. What you got for us today, sir?
I was just listening in to you, man. Wow. Shout out to you, Sister Kim. Good to have you back with us. Amen. Thank God for that.
I love those pictures from Cuba, too. I notice you popping in with everyone once in a while.
Listen, well, let me say this, though. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's right.
Wonderful.
It was Thursday, wasn't it? I forgot already.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, I had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving with some of my family. I had a wonderful time. But I just want to tell you, if you bring your baby over for a holiday meal and you got to put a belt on that baby's diaper, you need to stop feeding that baby. You hear me? You need to stop feeding that baby. For real.
Oh,
if the baby start eating before prayer's over with. But my main thing, I really want to say this here. At the holidays, I'm sending them long-winded family members just due to prayer. Because I tell you, I had an uncle that was praying so long that I left the Thanksgiving dinner and went to McDonald's. I said, I'm straight. I don't even cook. I went to McDonald's. I said, yes. And when I got back, after eating a double cheeseburger and fry, he was still praying. You hear me? So stop inviting them long-winded relatives over to your house and tell them we're going to let our great Uncle Louie do the holiday prayer.
Bishop, how do you politely, how do you politely let someone know that maybe the prayer might be going on a little bit too long, you know, especially for events, you're on a time schedule, you got food that's going to be served at banquets, you got a program to follow, and then somebody gets up there and thinks that they are the guest speaker. You know, and they start going on and on and preaching a sermon while they're praying. Well, I could tell you this. If you did that at a Hattie Humphrey event, she will interrupt you and tell you that you're out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, everybody don't know how to do it and say it in love.
That's it.
Like she
right.
does.
That's it.
You see.
That's it. My mother for the goldfish, for the cat that died last year.
Yes.
He was praying for everything.
My mother
you know
could
what I'm
do it. My mother knew how to do that too. My mother knew how to just kind of politely say, you know, and she'll say amen for you, you know, and amen,
right.
Thank you, and amen, you know, and say something else to try to move things forward. Because some people just are living in their own world, you know. They haven't said nothing. They haven't prayed in weeks, in months. They haven't been in a church in months, but that day they're feeling a little guilty about themselves, you see, and they think that, you know, now is my opportunity because I gotta witness now for the Lord. No, God's been wanting you to witness your whole life, but now you're gonna go get up in front of Chaplain Kathy's big anniversary banquet, and you're gonna preach a sermon. You were just supposed to do the invocation, and now you're going on about 11 minutes, and we got a program to go. That's what happened. That's the same people that go inside the restaurant and hold hands. Everybody at the table, all 30 people hold hands, and he want to stand up and pray so that the whole world could see how important it is. They were doing that back in Jesus' days, remember?
Yep.
They were doing that.
Talk about that.
Who was that? The Pharisees?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm slipping.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Slipping.
Go ahead.
I'm slipping.
You're right. And that's why the scripture come out, and he say that when you pray, you must pray, our Father which art in heaven. He taught them how to pray. He just going to really be praying right on scripture. Because they prayed so long that they was making the dead cry. You hear me? So that you're absolutely right. They got scripture for that, and that's why it came out. You know, Jesus said, I want y'all just to pray right in scripture.
Well,
don't make up your own words. Don't ask me for nothing. Don't
Chaplain,
look for nothing.
Chaplain,
yeah.
Don't get mad at me, but I think there's a, I'm not mistaken, that there's a scripture, I think it's in Matthew, that speaks to that. Because what I'm thinking about, and I don't know I don't know the exact wording because I'm not one of these big highfalutin Bible people. I forgot.
Right.
Bishop Alex Smith was, I'm going to take a beating now. But Matthew chapter 6, it says, be thou when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. No, these people get out here and try to be big time preachers at Big Boy. What they're doing is they want to impress. They want to impress somebody. But you know what? When I get up in the morning, I'm praying in my car. I'm in the parking lot, or I'm in the driveway, or in my garage. When I open the garage, when I start the car, I ain't got time to be trying to show off and show people how I could pray and all this stuff. But yeah, I think it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
Wow. So you've been reading your scriptures then.
Sister Kim, he thinks it's there. He thinks it's in Matthew chapter. He thinks it just happens to be in the bed of Matthew chapter 6.
He has replied to Bible readers.
I forgot. He was so quiet. I forgot that the Bishop Elect Smith was on the line, and I set myself up for that.
But let's say the man held it down last week. Go ahead. You know we did.
Oh, that's right.
You know
Kimberly.
We did. Yes. Yes.
It was the three of us. The three of us held it down. We ran the show last Sunday. And yes, we were so happy. We wish that one of y'all was listening so that y'all could be impressed. And our wisdom, intelligence, and our organizational capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, listen, let me say this, that there is what we call a shift in the universe.
Right.
Everybody that's called and has an anointing on them. I was called out. My sister, one of the members of the group, witnessed Leah. He called me out last night. She said, "You ask God for everything, and you want him to move on your behalf, but you know, don't Vantu or Kathy, don't y'all file me for this one." But she said to me, "You have not an opportunity." She said, "God has told you this is the last time. Don't make him have to push you." She said, "If you obey him and just say yes, it's going to be a domino effect." So I said, "I'd like to say, Michael, bruh, when you and I meet, we got a lot of work to do. We got nothing."
Well, that's whenever you get back to town. I mean, you know, you've been over in the Middle East.
You might well call it. I'm getting things ready.
You've been in the Holy Land all this time.
Well,
and,
can't
catch up with you.
But Kimberly, we got to come together. We have to have a special meeting. Because I've been telling you, Vantu, we got to push this podcast into a national syndicated radio show.
I've already seen the vision already. I've already seen the vision.
So,
amen.
Somebody said, write the vision and make it plain. Well,
right?
We got to put it into action. And then this caring people's nonprofit, this thing has to go to the next level going into January. Kathy, my brother. But anyway.
But I what you did say about being called, that is true. Because right now I think a lot of pastors, the preacher's kids, they kind of act like they're running a funeral home or a newspaper or the car dealership. Just because the father did it, they're getting into it. They're not even qualified. Or you know that person, you know Joe shouldn't be no assistant pastor right now. Joe ain't ready, and I'm not. He said Joe shouldn't even be allowed in the church. Huh?
God is sending his fake, man, this one prophet said God is going in and he's closing down these false prophets and these bishops and he was going in and he said he had never heard of a woman apostle, woman pastor, bishop, and I was like, listening, because see, I don't judge nobody. But what he said, I got a scripture for this. So, here you go. And so now these brothers, I know of a situation with brothers, helped another brother file for his first divorce. Wait a minute, but you're supposed to be a pastor and bishop, really? And
yeah, because when I got married, we had to go through counseling. Bishop Reverend put us through counseling, but it says I think it's I'm not quite sure if it might be 1 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 1, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not a preacher or anything, I don't have all those certificates and degrees, but I think in 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, God, whoever calls certain persons to serve the church as pastors and in other places of ministry. So, yes, you are called, you know. It says Paul writes to Timothy that if a man aspires to be a pastor, it is a fine work he aspires to do. God, however, calls certain persons to serve the church as pastors and in other places in the ministry. Yeah, I didn't even remember that reading that other part, and in other places. So it's not just the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
It's other local ministers. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But everybody can't do it because the stuff that I've seen. Now, this one person said something to me and now they don't have nothing else to say. Well, Yahoo, I'm not mad. But at the end of the day, this thing that's called life is coming to an end fast. And so I have to do what I have to do. And so I'm saying to you, bro, Mike, like you and I talking, I don't put anybody's business out there, but you and I talk. You got to get to it, bro. Kathy, you and I need to speak briefly as well when I get back.
Okay.
Well,
I'm done. I'm going to quit now.
I don't know. For some reason, God has put me on the radio for a couple decades, giving me a podcast, no telling what for next year.
It's going to blow up next year.
I don't take it lightly, and God doesn't put you in front of people without expecting something from you. So that's all I know. That's why I'm really careful. That's why I'm really careful not to do all this shucking and jiving like they do on some of these other programs and all this profanity and all this waste of time when people are out here. Like I told you, I went to that awards program for these teens, and it was sobering. The teens got up there and said it was rough getting through COVID. You know, they had people don't even realize. Do you know that there's some schools here in Detroit where the suicide rate is higher?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's higher. Yeah. It is higher. Yeah. And the kids all know because it's their friends that have committed suicide right here in Detroit. There's some pockets. Some
man,
high schools.
They committed it in the bathroom.
Some of these high schools in Detroit have way higher suicide rates. I know because I've heard the kids say it, and I've talked to their parents, and I've seen the statistics. So, yes. Oh, Kimberly, we got to get to you. We got 11 minutes. Actually, it's on you. You have the last 11 minutes. I forgot.
It's okay. We were having an important conversation. I do have a really
quick. Come on,
feel good story.
Yes, yes, preach. Sister.
If you are looking, if you are looking to get in shape and create better fitness for yourself, if you have a dog, that should be the first thing you reach for. If
really?
You're struggling to start or maintain a regular exercise regimen, the answer may be sitting faithfully at your feet. Walking your dog is a fantastic way to get in shape, and it benefits both you and your pooch. Some 69 million U.S. households are home to at least one dog, yet many dog owners never take their pets on a walk or do so infrequently.
Wow.
Additionally, while 61% of dog owners walk their pup at least 10 minutes at a time, according to a 2011 survey in the Journal of Physical Activity and Health, only 27% walk their dog 150 per week, 50 minutes per week, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control reported. If you're among those who are not that physically active, use your pooch as an inspiration to head outside and start moving. If you can keep your dog happy and healthy at the same time that you're keeping yourself healthy and bettering the dog, that will help you. Various studies indicate those who walk their dogs are more than 2.5 times as likely to achieve moderate intensity physical activity, according to a 2015 journal article. That's one reason the American Kennel Club created the AKC Fit Dog Program. Any dog owner who walks their pet at least 30 minutes, 5 times per week for at least 3 months, receives a free magnet. You're also eligible if you walk your dog at least 15 minutes, 10 times per week for a minimum of 3 months. As with humans, regular walks are crucial for a dog's mental and physical health. Getting your dog out in nature, getting fresh air and sunlight is just as beneficial for dogs as it is for people. It awakens the senses in both parties, said Dr. Victoria Tomasino, owner and medical director at Good Vets Boynton Beach and Good Vets Delray in Palm Beach County, Florida. This combination of mental and physical stimulation can also help quash problematic canine behaviors. Most dogs are bored to death, and so they need mental stimulation and bonding with their owner, but a lot of people don't realize that. So I want to go back to something that they said. The dog owner who walks their pet at least 30 minutes for 5 times a week. If you listen to any fitness instructor, health instructor, doctor, our federal agencies that talk about health, the one thing that they say, you should be moving 5 times a week, at least 30 minutes a session. If you want to make it even more to the point, you should be burning 400 calories in that session, which probably will push you more to 60 minutes a session, unless you can do 400 calories in 30 minutes. But think about it. If you have a pet, walk your pet for 30 minutes 5 times a week. That will help you get in a part of your fitness. And then you can increase it and do other things to make it even more effective for you as you go on.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense about the you know, walking the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I like that. Very interesting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So, okay. What else you got? Bring it. What else you got for us?
So I think it's important where you guys were, what you guys were talking about earlier, just making sure that we're staying in the Word, making sure that we're studying. As Bishop-elect said, there's a shift.
Oh,
there has been a shift. There has been a shift. Lots of people are talking about it. A lot of people feel it. And if you aren't hearing from God, and I don't mean where, and I always say this, you don't get a booming voice from heaven. Sometimes you don't get a burning bush. You may not even get a dream. However, you may be doing something, there may be a little voice that tells you, you don't want to do that, or you need to go over here, or why don't you think about such and such. We need to listen to that little voice, because that's God in us. telling us and directing us. It's the Holy Spirit trying to move us to the place where we need to be. And I just want to remind us of what missionary says. Missionary says, if you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, why worry? Faith and fear cannot exist in the same body. It cannot exist in the same space. So either you're going to feed your faith or you're going to feed your fear. I prefer to feed my faith because there's a whole lot of fear going on and out in the world. We can go through the news and tell you about every bad thing that's going on, and you will be fearful and be like, oh, goodness, what's going on? And as Bishop Kathy said, what does it say in the Bible? There will be wars. There will be rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes in diverse places. And what are we seeing? We're seeing earthquakes in diverse places. We're hearing about strange weather phenomena. We're hearing about wars. We're hearing about depravity. Where in the Bible it talks about brother against brother, father against son, mother against daughter. We see it all. So we have to feed our faith so that we can maintain and be the example and the testimony to others where they understand where our peace comes from.
True. And, you know,
right there. That's the new bishop. That's the new bishop right there.
You know, Kimberly, yes, Kimberly, you said something that got my attention, and that's about when God speaks to you. And he speaks in different ways. It may be just some things around you that, you know, you feel convicted about something, and you say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to go. I don't think I need to go over that person's house or go to that party or go to that person's event at their house. Something's telling me not to go. Guess what? That's something that that's God telling you, warning you, like, you were going to go all week. Mm-hmm. You were planning on going. The day gets there and you're getting dressed and all of a sudden it's like, oh, no. You're having second thoughts. Another thing that happens sometimes is, which has happened to me, some things make it more and more difficult for you to go.
Right.
The car didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
Or the car started, but there was, I had a flat tire. Can't find the car keys. Don't think all this stuff is not by accident.
Mm-mm.
All that, those yeah, little things just don't happen. No, that's, God does, allows that stuff. He does some of that stuff so that he can, you know, stop you from going. You know, you know how many people were like, we are, hurry up, let's go, we got to get to the airport, and they get out there, and the traffic gets, there's a lot of traffic, you get to the airport, and you left your ticket and your passport in the car, in the parking structure. Oh, I know I'm going to miss this plane. But guess what? You missed the flight. There was a problem in the air, and the plane is having, they're going to have to call for emergency vehicles when they try to land in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think that sometimes it might be just a warning sign. So he speaks in many different ways. But anyway, we are right up at the top. I even wrote a poem about it, about how God speaks. I'll share that with you guys next time because it's all part of this. I don't want to make it seem like I'm trying to do like a preaching type of thing and all this stuff here. But I did write a poem about how God speaks.
You already bootlegging, so forgive me.
Okay, all right. There, right. Here's that deep voice that comes in. But God bless you all. Again, hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend and great holidays. And God bless you, and may he protect you. Have a great day today, everybody.
Bless you, too. Bless you all.
Have a great week.
And I enjoyed the conversation today, too. Very, very informative.
Absolutely.
Yes. God bless you all. See you next time.
God bless you soon.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
People, living people. Join me in this song. In this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we wanna see